Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. And I hate to cut Cat's beautiful music off, but we have so many things going on, and I want to get this message out, you know, due diligence, get the work done. And you know, I'll tell you what, Gary, you've done so much for this country with the Cold War Museum and what your father's done, and you continue to do, like being on radio shows like this and you know, speaking around the country. I salute you, sir, and we have two guests that want to get on board. And Ron Kugel, don't go away. But I think we got Mr. from Montana. Mr., are you still there? Okay, Montana. I guess not. How about Arizona? Kim, yeah, right, Arizona. Here.
Okay.
Okay, are you from Montana? Oh, Mark, how you doing, Mark?
No, this is Ken from Arizona.
Oh, sorry, Ken. Mark must have dropped off.
That's all right, buddy. I just wanted to throw something into your guest here, and something that, because I got first hand on this. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I'm 63 years old, and I saw what happened, and I know what's going on in the world there a little bit, but we got to look at one thing, and this is certainly imperative for all of us, that this new issue, the bill measure, state legislation that they have out in California to remove the crosses because it offends the Muslims, you didn't read, people need to read back on about page 220 of that. They want to take the crosses away from the whole United States of America. That means Arlington National Cemetery. And I take issue with this. If your guest there, because of the liberty, and I know his heart is there, you need to look this up. It's going to be a subsection and a bill. And when they want to start taking those crosses off Arlington, there's a song by, and I'm not trying to pimp his music, but by Trace Atkins. I even have it queued up. It's the song of Arlington. And as a Vietnam vet, I find this very, very offensive.
Now, who wants to take them off? The Muslims or Israel?
The Muslims, and you can look it up under the ACLU's website, and it's right there. And they want
that,
all the crosses
I've heard. I haven't heard about that one, Ken. Can you weigh in that on that one, Gary?
I'm not familiar with what's happening in California. I do believe that the politically correct issues are going to be the downfall of this nation.
Yes, and that's not politically even correct. That's not even anywhere close. As a God-fearing Christian man that went to Vietnam and did what my forefathers expected me to do, right, wrong, or indifferent, when they want to start taking these crosses off Arlington, if we do not stand up and tell these people to go home, We deserve what we get. We deserve what we get, and I'll take the rest. I'll listen to the rest of the show offline. Okay, buddy. Thanks for all you do.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to say one thing. I haven't heard this. I haven't seen it, but I do know that there was an amendment in California that if you say anything out of order about Jews in general, you will be classified as an anti-Semite, and that goes against the free speech of America. I think that was on several radio shows and television. So what do you think about that one, Gary?
Well, I hear the music again.
Okay, we'll get you on the other side. We get a little bit of break here.
All right.
I'm not giving you a whole lot. I'm kind of goofing up your show, aren't I?
No, it's your show. I'm just along for the ride.
Okay. Hang on, Kugel. We'll be right back, folks. Remember, RBN.
Okay. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here we go, folks. We got a good 40 minutes of airtime left on Your Voice Counts on RBN. Thank you for listening. And, you know, I wondered about the last caller and what I heard. And I hear so many things. I see so many things on the Internet. But I must say, through my own experience, and I think through a lot of my different friends, that the Israeli AIPAC, ADL, has more influence on the United States government than our own Congress. So, I mean, where do we go from here? I do know that after 45 years, the Congress of the United States will not touch the USS Liberty subject, as it will not touch Gary Powers' subject because of it's classified. But after 45 years and 50 years, I mean, national security, I think, has gone by the wayside, other than the fact that it was a false flag cover-up by two governments, Israel and the United States, against the USS Liberty. And then for, of course, Gary's father, even probably much more things were going on. So, Gary, with that in mind, what are your views?
Well, fortunately for my father and the U-2 incident, there have been declassification conferences. There have been new books and authors that have written from this material from both sides of the Soviet archives and American archives. And 99% of everything that my father went through is now out there for public consumption, and the truth is known. In 1998, there was a declassification conference hosted by the CIA and the Air Force in Washington, D.C. As a result of that 1998 declassification conference on the U-2 program from 1954 to 1974, a lot of information on the U-2 incident was declassified, of which some is that it was a joint U.S. Air Force-CIA operation. Up until that time, it was only a CIA operation. But in 1998, it was finally revealed that it was a joint operation. The altitude my father was flying at, 70,500 feet, was declassified. And other smaller tidbits about his route, how high he was flying, the flight time, the takeoff, different things that were still a little bit shrouded in mystery. In addition, it was shown that Dad did not reveal any sensitive information, that he did not defect, that he did not corroborate with the enemy, some of the stuff that had been circulating around. So for my father, that conference led to his posthumous awarding of a POW medal, a Prisoner of War medal, in 2000, as well as a CIA medal from the Director of Central Intelligence at the time, George Tenet, awarded him posthumously the Director's Medal for extreme fidelity and courage in the line of duty. And then just more recently, in 2012, so, you know, another 12 years later, from 2000, Dad was again posthumously awarded, this time in the Pentagon, on June 15th with the Silver Star. And this was done because precedent had been set with other Cold War airmen who were shot down at the same time, who served time in the same prison my father was at during the 60s. And so all of a sudden, you know, after 50 years, 52 years, for my father and the U-2 incident, the record has been set straight. So, you know, Dad has received his accolades. He's been posthumously awarded. He's an American hero. It's a great honor to, you know, have this bestowed upon my father, even after his passing. And eventually, we hope to do the same thing with the USS Liberty and the USS Pueblo, find out the truth of what took place. One of the things that I have find very interesting in my research is you hear what the governments say, and you know, from my perspective, from Eisenhower, he got caught lying about the U-2 incident. Kennedy got caught lying about Marilyn Monroe. Johnson got caught lying about Vietnam. Nixon got caught lying about Watergate. Clinton got caught about Monica. We know that presidents can and do lie to the American public. We know that governments can lie to the world publics. And if you talk to the crew members, if you talk to the first-hand participants who actually were there, who witnessed it, that's where you get the right information. That's where you get the truth of what took place, not what is then spun through government hierarchies to come out to make them look good or not embarrass the administration. So my research, I always go to first-hand accounts, and those are the people that were in the field that witnesses firsthand, and their accounts are the ones that matter the most.
Gary, very interesting. Very interesting you say that, because of our age. They're just waiting for us to die out and never get in front of Congress and never tell our eyewitness story. Now, just because a person does age a little bit doesn't make them nuts or crazy. And so with that being said, you know, with the USS Liberty investigation, if it is so cut and dry and so easy to communicate to the American public and everybody around the world that it was a mistaken identity, all you have to do is take us up on our issue, folks, with the United States government, that this act by the government of Israel was cold-blooded murder and an act of war and many, many war crimes. Now, if you think that I'm a nut, I'm not. If you want to take us up on this, please do it and prove us wrong, because we will be there lockstep in line to let you know everything that happened to us June 8, 1967. And after that, being told by our own government, if we did not lie or tell anybody about this, that they would put us in prison or worse. Now, how low can you go? They recall the rescue aircraft, then they tell us to lie about it and never breathe a word about it, or we'll go to prison or worse. It's despicable. It is dishonest. It's more than I can say, and it brings a real heart pump to me, because we have 34 American sailors that lost their lives out there, never had a chance at life, and God bless them. If I have anything to do about it, Ron Kukul and John Gadusko and Gary Brummett and many, many others, as yourself, we're going to get this straightened out before we're all dead and gone. Go ahead, Ron. Ron must have dropped off. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, it's a long fight, and it's a right fight. You've got to stand up for what you believe in, and eventually, as enough time passes, as enough of the folks pass away, those who will be mostly embarrassed by their decisions at the time, enough time will have passed where the truth can come out. Fortunately for my father, it's come out. But unfortunately for other incidents during the Cold War, it's not yet come full circle. So you have to keep moving that agenda forward and keep reminding people to look at both sides and to not put down the sailors for talking their mind and telling the truth.
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons I wrote my book, What I Saw That Day. And you can get that book, just go to 888-698-8706. It's called What I Saw That Day. It took me a while to write it, almost 45 years, but I finally got it done. But very proud of the book. Got a lot of interesting passages in it, and it's getting a lot of great reviews, and I'm very proud of that. And I wanted to bring up another guest. We got Jim from I think Louisiana or L.A. Jim, are you there?
Yeah, it's me, Phil. How's it going?
Oh, James, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. I just wanted to give you a heads up to the guy that's been neocon in the last call. I did a fact check. Well, first of all, it's good to be on with Gary Powers' son, too. I remember when his dad had – I'm based in L.A., as you'd said, Los Angeles, and I remember when his dad, the helicopter had crashed for NBC out here, and it was a sad day because I remember the history going back with his father with what happened with the U2. So my condolences there. I know it's a long time ago, but I still remember it like it was yesterday. You're very welcome. For a lot of things to touch on. First thing is that caller that you had, I think he's been watching a little bit too much of neocon propaganda, that they give to the Christians now with the evangelical side of things. If you look up factcheck.org, there's no such lawsuit that the ACLU, and I'm not the biggest fan of the ACLU, perhaps I've been supporting them when they've tried to out what's been happening with the torture and all that under the Bush-Cheney regime, but other than that, I'm not really a fan of the ACLU, a little too liberal for me. But I looked up that factcheck.org on the internet here, and had them compelled to call in. There is no such case where the ACLU is suing to have cross-shaped headstones removed from military cemeteries. However, as I put it in my ushijack.com blog, you can scroll down to it there. It's on the first page. There is something that is very concerning for anybody, any one of us who are worried about the continuation of the First Amendment freedom of speech with the Constitution here. In the California State Assembly, they just passed a resolution.
Hang on, James. Hang on to your thought. We got the music coming on. Please hang on, Gary. We'll get right back. Again, folks, please support your sponsors in RBN. They spend a lot of time here trying to get their goods out, and this station's got to make a few bucks to keep on going. So God bless you all. We'll see you in just a few minutes.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity. So they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked a silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard. Killing 24, wounding almost 200 more. The jets sending down the merciless nail palm. It looked like a devil's star war. And the liberty fell like a wounded and dying lamb. The men and the lions betrayed, and their souls were surely damned. And all the fear and the death and the pain will never depart me. I'll hear the bomb.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go back to Your Voice Counts on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. And James, go ahead. I guess you had a thought you wanted to get, in, and then we'll see what Gary has to say about it.
Sure, just a couple points. First of all, I can't forget to say UCLA is playing Nebraska tomorrow on a big national telecast on Fox at, I think, 5:30 your time, Phil, 4:30 Pacific, so you got to watch that one. If big UCLA Bruin fan here. That's my alma mater, of course. Hope they do well against Nebraska, the Rose Bowl, tomorrow night nationally. But anyway, back to my point, back to California here. This is very, very concerning. The California State Assembly has just passed, it's called H.R. 35. It's just passed a resolution making any criticism of Israel on college campuses in California, to include at UCLA, calling it anti-Semitism. Now, that is an assault not only on the First Amendment of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, of course, but also it goes against the California state constitution. And I think a big deal should be made of this, because this just shows the ADL influence, perhaps AIPAC as well, on not only the U.S. Congress. We've already seen that for years. I mean, take, for example, whether the U.S.'s liberty remains covered up, but also on the California State Assembly. And I'm telling you, that is a direct assault on our freedom of speech, and it's exactly what that former Israeli minister warned about on my friend's YouTube. You can go to it, tinyurl.com/Zionist trick. And she said that they try to, basically, the Israel firsters in America try to paint people as anti-Semitic to prevent criticism of Israel. And that's exactly what they're doing here in the State Assembly in California. Another point I wanted to make is that Valentino's ghost film that I'm in with my confrontation or exchange with Lee Hamilton of the 9/11 Commission, conveying how U.S. support for Israel was the primary motivation for not only the tragic attack on 9/11, but earlier at the World Trade Center in 93. That actually, I mean, this is some good news, had a standing ovation at its screening this past week at the Venice International Film Festival in Italy, the world's oldest and most prestigious film festival. And I just heard from the producer, Michael Singh, that the Dubai Film Festival is very interested in screening it in December as well. So that's good news on that front. But I also wanted to ask Gary, you've got this interesting Cold War Museum, which I'm very interested in as well. You mentioned it's going to be set up outside of Washington, D.C., 40 miles or so.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that they're, with these neocons now that are so influential on the Republican Party, and especially with Mitt Romney, and I just hope he doesn't get in. I was a Ron Paul supporter and no fan of Obama, but I think he's a little bit better than Romney, and hopefully he'll get back in over Romney. But what I'm concerned about now is we all know that these neoconservatives that push us into Iraq war for Israel, they'd like to do the same with Syria and Iran, and hopefully Israel won't attack Iran a couple of weeks before the upcoming election to draw us into it. They may just do that. Hopefully they won't. I've got some posts about that at ushijack.com. But anyway, cutting to the chase, are we in danger if Romney gets in there of these neocons igniting another Cold War? I mean, for Romney to go on in that speech that he made recently at the RNC last week in Tampa, saying that Russia is our enemy, you know, our worst, our greatest enemy, that's just ridiculous. I mean, I'm not saying the Soviet Union wasn't in its time, but as President Putin was just on RT, Russia Today, you know, in an interview, he said those days are in the past, and we've got to work together now. But what the problem you have these Israel-first neocons who can't stand Russia because they don't go along with the War for Israel agenda at the UN against Syria and Iran. I'd like you to weigh in on that, Gary. Do you think there's a chance of us having getting another Cold War started if Romney gets in there with this neocon influence?
There's always the potential to have another Cold War started regardless of who gets into the White House on our end. We have to learn from our mistakes. We've got to learn from our past history. I hope that future administrations will be able to have these lessons learned from the Cold War and from the War on Terror as to what not to do in the future. I am very, very concerned about the slippery slope that we're coming down with the loss of our civil liberties, that they're eroding, you know, chipping away this right, chipping away that right, and over time, all of a sudden, we look back and we got no more rights. I am very fearful and concerned about the future of America in this presidential election. We've got two candidates, and personally, I'm not sure if I could vote for either.
I feel the same, Gary. I know exactly where you're coming from. Phil and I have talked about it. Believe me, well, we were going to write in Ron Paul as a protest vote. But
yeah.
God forsake if Romney gets in there. I mean, I'm no supporter of Obama either. Look how he's kept Gitmo open. He's done assassination on Americans, you know, without trial, indefinite detainment. He's got lawyers pushing that NDAA for enabling the military to arrest Americans, and the military's even against that. So, no, I'm no fan of Obama either. Believe me, I was a Ron Paul supporter all the way.
Yep, and what you've just said is what I alluded to earlier about the chipping away of our civil liberties. Those type of things are very concerning to me. When I was growing up, my parents instilled in me that America did not start wars. America went to the aid. America was there to help. It did not. It was not an antagonist. And
here
we
go, folks. We got another break coming up. Tone of your comments here and talks, but we got to go to a break. Be right back. Thank you. Support RBN and their sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, the time has finally come for the story to be told that should have been listened to a long time ago. In 1967, on the 8th day of June, came the attack of the Liberty and the needless loss of many of a crew. And the Liberty fell like a wounded, dying man. The men in the light betrayed.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. We got a little good run here, and we'll get back to this conversation here. But I got some stuff that I have to get taken care of right away, and it is something that's very, very, very important to the USS Liberty and to the people that are trying to educate and get the truth out about what's going on to help the USS Liberty. Now, this group is putting together a permanent USS Liberty memorial. I've already contributed to it, and many, many others have too. But please write this down, folks. Please write this down. President president at Solidarity, SolidarityUS.org. I'm going to say it again. That's how important it is. President at SolidarityUS.org. This gentleman's name is David. Just write to David, and he'll give you all the information. Now, this permanent memorial is going to be put in place for the survivors, the dead, that were killed on June 8, 1967. If you want to get in on the most prestigious, the most great event that I've ever been involved in with the USS Liberty for over 30 years as being three-time president, I'm telling you folks, you got to get involved in this. All you have to do is go to David, he'll let you know everything. You'll look at the site and see what it is. The unfortunate part of it is the Liberty Veterans Association, which I'm a member of and many others are, the Liberty Veterans Association, Joe Metters, he was a seaman aboard the USS Liberty, Stan White, he's a master chief aboard the USS Liberty. Ed Lewis, at the time, I think he's a lieutenant commander and retired as a commander. Bryce Lockwood was a sergeant in the United States Marine Corps. And Rocky Sturman, I think, was a seaman aboard the USS Liberty. The board has turned down this project. The USS Liberty Board has turned down this project. Yeah, Joe Metters, Stan White, Ed Lewis, Bryce Lockwood, and Rocky Sturman, because they feel that it is a ploy or whatever to use the USS Liberty. Well, it isn't. I'm a three-time president of the USS Liberty Veterans Association. I know what's going on. I'm disgusted by this board. I'm very unhappy with this board. And they've done a very, very terrible disservice to you to do the USS Liberty veterans. And we have been ordered by these potentates not to use the USS Liberty Veterans Association as a stepping board. Well, I can guarantee you, folks, we will not use their name, because they are not worth it. I hate to say that about my shipmates, but they better get their information together, because this is one of the greatest things that's ever happened to the USS Liberty. Remember, go to president at solidarityus.org, and I'll leave it at that. Go ahead with the, what do you want to finish up with, James or Gary? Are we still there? Are you still there, James? Okay, Gary, the reason I said this is it's so important. And it is something that is dear in my heart and dear to many, many, many survivors aboard the USS Liberty. I know that it would be hard for you to comment on this, but it is something that's been in my heart for the last month, month and a half, and many survivors are behind it. And, you know, they say, you know, divide and conquer. Where do you think that's going? Divide and conquer? Are you still there, Gary?
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. I must have had my phone on mute. I am sorry to hear that there's discontent within the Liberty organization. I've worked with Joe, with you. I've met with different crew members over the years, And my goal is to help preserve your history within the Cold War Museum so that we can keep that history alive for future generations. I'm not sure if there's any outside forces acting on your group to divide and conquer or to split your factions. I hope that's not the case and that you can unite and go forward together as one strong, solid group. But, you know, a little ruffling of the feathers here and there happens in organizations, but hopefully you can get past it and get back on track.
Oh, absolutely. With small groups, and then you have a few that decide for all of us. And we didn't get a vote on it, but that's okay. Things like that do happen. But I just wanted to remind the people that, about this site, what it does. It is a memorial, a standing memorial forever that will remember the crew of the USS Liberty and the men that died on that ship that day. And I think that's a very honorable act. And it's not political. It's just the truth. And a memorial, any type of memorial we can get, just like the Cold War Museum that you started and are still in charge of, is so important to get the truth out. It is, to me, it's the most important thing. And, you know, with the museum that you have and all the articles that you have, I mean, you have to be so proud of yourself and what you've done.
Well, thank you. I'm still not quite sure what I have done, but I am working towards making sure that this history is preserved. It was not just me that did this. I mean, I'm the founder of the museum, yes, but it was the dedicated work of our board of directors, our volunteers, students from George Mason University who helped to create the first website, everybody who worked together to move the museum forward up until the point where, you know, we've had a soft opening, and within the next few months we'll be having a grand opening. So it's not just me that did this effort. It was a combination of people from your association, from the Pueblo Association, from the SR-71 community, from the U-2 community. We had veterans from ASA, Army Security Agency. We had alumni groups associated with intelligence officers who have all helped out over the years. So it was just one big effort to help preserve this history for future generations. I'd like to be able to take credit for it, but I really can't. I have to share that with everybody who made us get this far along. One of the things I do want to mention to your audience before we run out of time is in our effort to preserve Cold War history, we have been doing Cold War conversations for the past few years, an annual conference. Our next one happens in October of this year. October, 50 years ago, would be the 50th anniversary of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And so we have assembled a all-star panel of experts and first-hand participants to come to George Mason University on Saturday, October 27th, to discuss recollections from both the Soviet and American side from the Cuban Missile Crisis. We have Sergei Khrushchev-san. He is lined up to be the keynote speaker. We've got Buddy Brown, who was a U-2 pilot who flew over Cuba during the crisis. We have Tad Riley, who was an F-8U pilot who did low reconnaissance missions over the island. We have Svetlana Stardonskaya from the National Security Archives, who's coming out with a book on the Soviet-Cuban Missile Crisis to get the Soviet perspective. And then we have Dino Brugioni, who was a leading photographic interpreter at the time. He's 90 years old now. He briefed President Kennedy during the crisis with the photographs taken by these airplanes. And so we've got just a wonderful conference together for October 27th, Saturday. It's free. It's open to the public. But we do request that you register so we know how many people to expect. Registration can be done online at coldwar.org. That is our Cold War Museum webpage. On the front of that page, you'll see a button that says conference. You'll click on the conference button. It'll take you to the registration page, and you can fill out information there. We're always looking for sponsors to help offset our costs associated with these educational programs. So if any of your listeners are so inclined to be a sponsor for this or would like to help support the Cold War Museum, please have them contact us through coldwar.org.
ColdWar.org. Outstanding. Yes. And boy, you got a lineup of people that I'm telling you, they're going to be fighting through the doors to get in there.
I hope it's a sellout crowd, even though it's free.
Well, it will be a sellout crowd. I tell you what, we have another caller, Gary, Anthony in California. Anthony, are you on air?
This is Anthony. Hello?
Hey, Anthony, thanks for calling to Your Voice Counts. What's on your mind?
Okay, you can hear me loud and clear?
Loud and clear.
Phil, I'm very disappointed that can you get any of these gentlemen that are on the board on your radio program to explain why they're against the memorial? I don't have any idea of who the people are they're going to put it on. For all I know, maybe they are, they want some prestige or something. But on the other hand, you can look at the other way. These guys could be just care about the liberty as I do. And so consequently, you want to support that. If you get it out there, as you said, Phil, that you know how it has been difficult to get it out there. Who's stopping all of this?
Well,
all supporters of Israel.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, it seems like to me, I mean, the board won't even write me back because I asked the president of the association, Joe Metters, to make a comment about this, and it was a very derogatory comment. I won't even get into that. But listen, they can do what they want to. They were elected. They'll be out of office soon. And whoever takes over this board, if there's anybody that wants to, would be, I think, almost insane. But I was very disappointed to get that. And listen, this association is splintered, and that's exactly what AIPAC wants.
Right.
And so Jim Ennis and his cronies, they've probably got the job done. But I'm not going to give up. I'm still going to do this radio show. And I'm gonna support people like Gary Powers, Jr. I'm gonna support his father. I'm gonna support the Cold War Museum and things like that. And I don't know where else to go with this, but I wanted to put these guys' names out because they're the ones that turned us down. And
they come onto your radio program, Phil.
But they wouldn't come with 50,000 miles of my radio program.
Oh, my God. Well, then that's a problem.
A problem.
If they're not willing to come on to your radio program, beyond anything else, for all those people that didn't make it and the people that have died, have the courtesy to come on and explain it to some of us that care and have been trying to do things for the USS Liberty.
Well, that's what this memorial is all about. It's a permanent memorial. A permanent memorial to the USS Liberty. And they're against it. Why, I don't know, and I'll never figure it out. But have you got any comments for our special guest tonight, Mr. Gary Powers?
Well, what is his position in the two conventions, right? On both conventions, they had to bring up the thing that that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and that came out of both conventions. So, we're concerned with our election here, yet that had to be the platform of both parties. Any opinions on that?
Speaking from what I have seen over the years, it looks like both sides are going after the Jewish vote here in America. In order to get the Jewish vote in America, you have to be a strong supporter of Israel. If you go against that grain, oftentimes you don't get the support, you don't get elected.
Well, we've seen that with Cynthia McKinney, and of course the video V-Pro backslash backlight, and that's on YouTube. It shows the power of AIPAC and how they can target our legislators and get them out and put their own people in. So what does that tell you?
It tells you that from some perception, America could be for sale, or at least the elected leaders, and hopefully that isn't the case.
Right.
Folks, we got another break coming up here, and then we're going to close out the show. Hang on. Again, thank you, RBN, John Stapmiller, for putting this great show on. Your voice counts. And we're going to give the last words to our very, very special guests, Gary Powers and Anthony. Thank you very much for calling in. You're a great supporter. God bless you.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
I never thought I would experience what I have by being on the RNA drops. Since I started the drops, I've gotten married, started three businesses, and feel limitless. My name is Brandon, and I've always been a skeptic because one of my companies is an investment firm, so we look at the facts. I was presented a bottle of RNA drops without any documentation in 2010 and began taking them due to highly reliable sources and their recommendations, and things quickly progressed. My life seemed brighter. And then one day it happened. I was working in my office on a sunny morning and my spiritual body did a 360-degree backflip and softly landed back in my chair. And that was the day it began. That was my bread of life. To view this patented product, go to freeRNANow.com. That's freeRNANow.com and begin your ascension process. God bless.
Folks, on I don't know, we've got another 3 or 4 minutes left in the show, but I wanted to especially thank my very, very special guest, Gary Powers, and his heroic father and receiving the Silver Star. Just a very, very honored tribute to his heroism and his love of country. And I want to thank also, of course, Kat, our beautiful, beautiful voice on RBN, and she continues doing everything we can, or she can, for us. And also I want to thank you, you know, Devin, you've done a great job tonight for your board operating. And, you know, I want to leave the rest up to you, Gary, and say anything you'd like, and you can finish out the show, and I appreciate it very much. And someday, again, I would hope we can get you back on air because there's just too much to talk about.
Well, thank you very much, Phil, for the opportunity to come on board and talk with you and your listeners about my father, the U2 incident, the Cold War Museum. This has just all been a passionate endeavor for me over the last 15-plus years, and I'm just so grateful and thankful that the museum is so close to opening now. We've had support from you, from the USS Liberty crew members, from Ron Kugel, and others over the years. I couldn't be where it is today without everybody else's help. Also, just to let your listeners know even though I did start and found the Cold War Museum, I am no longer running the day-to-day activities. I do help out where I can. I am in charge of this 50th anniversary conference on the Cuban Missile Crisis coming up in October. I do hope that your listeners in the Washington, D.C. area or in the East Coast who are interested in attending can come up for it at George Mason University, October 27th. It's a free conference, but anybody who is a sponsor of the conference at a $500 level or above will be invited to attend the pre-conference breakfast with the panelists. So for a donation of $500 to the Cold War Museum, you can have breakfast with Sergei Khrushchev, with Dino Brugioni, with the other panelists, and talk with them a little bit before the actual conference starts. This is one way that we help to fulfill our educational mission, to honor Cold War veterans, to preserve Cold War history, to make sure that kids and grandkids know the history that we grew up with, is to do these educational conferences, lectures, book signings, and other educational activities. So if any of your listeners would like to help support us, move us along, keep history alive for future generations, we'd love to hear from them, and they can contact us through coldwar.org.
You know, I'll tell you, Gary, you got Khrushchev, and you have you and your father's legacy and exactly what you've done all your life. And you know, you're some kind of a guy. You are. You just I've read your bio. I wanted to get the whole darn thing on the show, but my computer didn't work. But this is going to be something else, folks. You better listen to Gary and get it up there. And I'll tell you what, I just might be there. Now that's going to be what date again?
Saturday, October 27th, which is okay. Coming up in about 2 months from now. At George Mason University in Fairfax County, Virginia.
Okay, how do we make arrangements to get there early?
Want to make arrangements, so you can register online at coldwar.org. Follow the links to the registration page for the conference. If you are coming in from out of town, reservations can be made at the George Mason Inn, which is the hotel conference center on campus at George Mason University.
Okay.
There's also Marriott's and Hilton's and other hotels all around the area. George Mason is approximately 18 miles from Washington, D.C. It's about, 7 miles from Tyson's Corner, which is the technology hub there in the Northern Virginia area. It's 30 miles from Dulles Airport and about 30 miles from National Airport. So it's very centrally located.
Okay, Gary, God bless you, brother, and thank you for coming on. Your voice counts. We'll do it again, and thank you for all you do. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Phil. Thank you very much, and for all you do.